Pakistani officials say suspected American missile attacks in the country's northwestern tribal area have killed a top al-Qaeda leader, Sheikh al-Fateh. He is described as al-Qaeda's operational commander in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Some reports say he is the third top member of al-Qaeda's leadership. He has been in the position since May, after another al-Qaeda commander died in a similar attack. Pakistani officials say Sheikh al-Fateh and three other militants were traveling through North Waziristan when a missile explosion destroyed their vehicle. News reports say the incident took place either late Saturday or Sunday. The youngest son of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has been given a top-level post in the ruling Communist Party. He has also been named a 4-star general in the North's armed forces. North Korea's state-run news agency announced Wednesday that Kim Jong-un was named to the Central Committee of North Korea's Workers' Party. He was also appointed vice chairman of the party's powerful Central Military Commission, which is led by his father. Political experts say the appointments are a sign that Kim Jong-un will follow his father as the country's supreme leader. American diplomat George Mitchell arrives in Israel Tuesday to press Israeli and Palestinian leaders to continue peace talks. His trip comes as Israel starts expanding Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The Israeli action has led to a threat by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to leave the peace talks. Mr. Abbas says he will decide whether to end the talks after holding discussions with Arab officials next week. He said Palestinians will have to suspend negotiations if the settlement expansion continues. He spoke in Paris Tuesday after meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. A landslide has buried about 300 homes in southern Mexico. Officials say 7 people are confirmed dead and 100 missing in the town of Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec. Officials believe the number of deaths could increase. Heavy rains broke down the soil where the landslide took place early Tuesday in Oaxaca State. Officials say bad weather has interfered with rescue efforts. Mexican President Felipe Calderón says federal and state aid is on the way. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has dismissed the mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lushkov. The president signed a declaration ordering the dismissal Tuesday. Mr. Lushkov, a ruling party member, had led Russia's largest city since 1992. He had refused to resign under increasing government pressure. Observers say the dismissal weakens any political opposition to the possible candidacy of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin or Mr. Medvedev in the next presidential election. Mr. Lushkov's deputy, Vladimir Resin, was named acting mayor. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. A new study shows that Americans' trust in the economy and job market has fallen to its lowest level since February. The Conference Board's report shows consumer confidence fell 5 points in September. Economists study this index for information about spending, which drives most American economic activity. Also Tuesday, new information from the United States Census Bureau shows that the recession has had a deep effect on the way Americans live. The Bureau's 2009 American Community Survey said the income difference between the richest and poorest Americans grew by its largest amount ever in 2009. The study also says more than 14% of Americans, almost 43 million people, are living in poverty. Guinea's government has barred families of victims killed during protests last year from holding a memorial celebration where the violence took place. Hundreds of victims died a year ago Tuesday when Guinean security forces fired on a peaceful political gathering. The forces killed more than 150 people and raped more than 100 women. The government ordered the doors of the sports center in the capital, Conakry, blocked Tuesday, so families of the victims could not enter. Smaller memorials were held in religious centers. International observers have called on Guinea's leaders to take action against those responsible. Two American senators are urging the United States government to punish the Chinese National Petroleum Corporation and other companies for investing in Iran. The senators called on the Obama administration to enforce a new law aimed at ending support for foreign investment in Iran. The law would also bar the Islamic Republic from world gasoline markets. Democratic Party Senator Chuck Schumer and Republican Party Senator John Kyle wrote a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. They criticized China for its agreement last year to develop an oil field in Iran. The lawmakers also criticized two other Chinese companies and a Turkish company for supplying Iran with petroleum products. Finally, this news. A new study in the United States finds that many Americans know little about religious traditions, either of their own religion or that of others. The Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life says it asked 3,400 Americans to answer questions about their religious knowledge. The group found their answers were correct an average of 50% of the time. Study results show that Americans who either do not believe in God or are not sure if God exists performed best on the question.